Han rubbed his neck, pretending to hesitate, then finally nodded.
Okay, fair enough.
He looked toward the med wagons resting on their struts behind Dala's limousine.
You brought the brainbreaker?
If by brainbreaker you mean xenopsychiatrist, then yes. I brought the best.
Dala turned toward the limousine and flicked her fingers in a summoning motion. Out stepped a tall, middle-aged Bith with a dignified bearing and a huge cranium so deeply green it was almost emerald.
Allow me to present Dr. Thalias Thorne, chair of xenopsychiatric medicine at the Greater Coruscant University. His honors and titles are too numerous to recount, but I have every confidence that Master Silgar will know his reputation.
Han whistled, truly impressed, then extended a hand as Thorne stepped onto the landing. The xenopsychiatrist made no attempt to reciprocate. Instead, dropping his ebony eyes to study the appendage as though it were being offered as an object of contemplation rather than greeting. Never one to accept a slight gracefully, Han continued to hold his hand out until Thorne was finally forced to sidestep in order to avoid it.
I never shake hands, Thorne said, clasping his hands behind his back. I'm also a surgeon.
Han's brow shot up.
You mean you cut people open by hand yourself?
He asked.
No droids? Brain surgery is more art than medicine, Captain Solo. And droids are not capable of art.
Thorne's voice was deep and refined, the kind that Han sometimes heard narrating advertisements for luxury airspeeders and men's personal grooming products.
I'm sure you wouldn't want someone with sore fingers excising a suspicious node from your prefrontal cortex. I wouldn't want anyone digging around in there. No telling what they might find.
Han hitched a thumb toward Dala.
The chief tell you why you're here?
She did, Thorne assured him. To oversee the sedation and transfer of the Jedi patients to a facility where they can be safely secured.
And carbonite?
Han added, more for Holocam's benefit than Tharn's.
She told you that part too, right?
Tharn nodded.
Of course.
And you think that's okay?
Han allowed some of his very real outrage to show in his wide eyes and sharp expression. He needed to get Tharn on live holonet, saying that carbonite was the last resort, and the easiest way to get a brainbreaker to do anything was to make him think he needed to calm someone down.
To freeze a being solid, then hang him on a wall like some trophy?
Dala quickly stepped forward.
Dr. Thorne isn't here to debate.
Unfortunately, Captain Solo, I do,
Thorne said, motioning Dala to stand aside.
Until we find a way to cure these patients, freezing them in carbonite is the only responsible thing to do. Jedi Knights are just too powerful to have wandering about in a psychotic state.
Tharn's tone grew rhythmic and soothing.
Surely you agree with that?
Han rolled his lips over his teeth, trying to pretend that this wasn't going even better than he had hoped, then finally sighed and dropped his head.
So, you think they can be cured?
The Bith gave him a reassuring nod.
I'm looking forward to the challenge.
That's not a yes,
Han noted.
It's not a no, either. I give you my word, Captain Solo. I won't rest until we can thaw them out. No one here enjoys freezing Jedi Knights in carbonite.
Thorne turned to Dala.
Isn't that true, Chief Dala?
Of course, Doctor.
The coldness in Dala's eyes betrayed her lie, but she managed to put enough sincerity in her voice to avoid sounding vindictive.
Once we can be certain the sick Jedi are no longer a threat, they'll be released immediately.